And public health experts are warning the country must urgently close a measles immunity gap, fearing conditions are ripe for another major epidemic. The Public Health Communications Centre says 1,000 more children every month are becoming susceptible to measles. With reduced herd immunity, New Zealand is now nearing the tipping point that set off measles epidemics in the past. Dr. Oz Mansour is a public health doctor currently on sabbatical with the Public Health Communications Centre. Tēnā koe, thanks for joining us. What exactly is happening with New Zealand's measles immunisation rates?
Kia ora. Well, we wrote in February about the drops in immunisation since from 2017, which places at risks of measles. And what we've done here is look really focus on the critical population in primary schools and early childhood centres where there's a growing gap because of our low immunisation coverage and the risk that places for a scale of an epidemic we haven't seen since 1991.
So how does that equate to 1,000 more children being susceptible every month?
So at the moment, we've got roughly 80% coverage of childhood doses, which means that but that's the calculation, that every month we're getting more, another 1,000 children who are susceptible to measles because they haven't had both doses of the MMR vaccine.
So is that new births or a group of kids that just aren't getting the immunisation?
That's new births, which is adding to all of the immunes, both in the young adults, and which we've had for some time. But the new gap we have in immunity is on the younger children, 8 years and younger. So every month there's another 1,000 being added to that group. And we know that measles spreads primarily in primary schools and early childhood centres where there's a lot of contact between children. And until recently, we've had really good immunity, particularly in the primary school, that had helped to prevent spread. And we're losing that with every month more 1,000 new children, new births added to the pool of these young children and the older adults. We estimate it's probably over 500,000 susceptible people in New Zealand.
So you're saying this is putting us near a tipping point that has set off previous epidemics. How close is it, and what do these numbers mean for that?
Look, it's a very crude method that we used in 1996, and in 1996 we found that when we had planned to do the preventive campaign, the measles epidemic started a little bit earlier because it's not a precise measure. We can't say exactly when it's going to happen. The point is that the growing number of measles susceptible children, particularly in primary schools, means that if measles comes into the country and starts spreading, we're at risk of this very large epidemic with tens, if not 100,000 people affected with measles, with all the misery. And we know that in 2019, nearly a third of cases were hospitalized. So it's a serious disease. It's preventable with a safe vaccine that has been used for many years. And it's, with two doses, nothing is 100%, but we're pretty close to that with around 99% protection from two doses.
Tēnā koe, thank you for coming on Midday Report. That is Dr. Oz Mansour, a public health doctor who is working with the Public Health Communications Centre.